This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. Wow. Hey, buddy. How you doing, Minneapolis? So we are doing these shows, these tour dates amidst the ongoing WGA strike, the union I'm a member of. And thank you. God bless you. As you know, if you listen to the podcast, or if you're a very patient plus one who's here today and has maybe heard some of it, I usually do a scripted intro, but I haven't been doing those during the writer's strike. But I know you came to see a show, so I want to do something that I would read up top. So here's what I came up with for this show, because this particular performance and this chain are a long time coming. There is signage that hangs in locations of this week's chain, which you probably know about, that display the Taco John's promise, which I think up here they do instead of the flag pledge. So here is a dramatic reading of the Taco John's promise. At Taco John's, we'll always serve you a generous portion of high quality, fresh tasting Mexican food for a fair price. Every menu item will be carefully prepared using the best ingredients to give you a bold taste with West-Mex flavor and attitude. Our service will be efficient and friendly, and our restaurants will be clean and pleasant. Your satisfaction means everything to us. This week on Doughboys, live in Minneapolis, Taco John's! Welcome to Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. I'm Nick Weiger. Wow. What a show. What a guest. What a crowd we have here. But before we go any further, this week's roast is courtesy of Mary. Let me introduce my co-host, who was really disappointed when he got to the Mayo Clinic. The Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell!
You thought you got Prince, but you got powers, baby, yeah.
Wow.
The old thought you got Prince, but you got powers routine.
Mitch,
I can barely do that dance anymore.
Also, what dance? What are you doing exactly? All right. Mitch, this show was originally scheduled for June of 2020.
And believe us, we wanted to do it then.
We really did. It told us no. And also, a coincidence of timing, Taylor Swift is playing this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, booze. Still out of breath.
Yeah, for people listening to the podcast later, Mitch came out in his Prince / Austin Powers cosplay.
It's now both, yeah.
Yeah. And then
canonically, it's both.
The
now.
Jacket lasted about 15 seconds.
Swampy. A Doughboys listener. What'd you say, ma'am?
I said, try to get your deposit back on that one.
You're fucking out of here. Get her out. Sorry. Oh, shit. Whew.
You look like the parking valet at the Charmin factory.
Putting toilet paper on their seat before I sit down in the car. A Doughboys listener.
Yes.
DM'd me and was like, I had a ticket to Taylor Swift and I sold it. And I'm coming to your show instead. And I was like, is this like some single 40-year-old dude who's going to go to the Taylor? We did them a service.
He's going to show up to the Taylor Swift concert stag in a Golden Plate Club t-shirt.
Great show there, ladies, huh? You liking it?
Are you here?
Yeah.
Why? Why did you do that?
Stand up. Stand up, you freak.
Wow.
You freak.
I hope you made money at least.
What's up, St. Paul? When they call you guys the Twin Cities, Minneapolis is the Danny DeVito, isn't it? City sucks.
Wow.
My cousin John, who's here tonight, I said I won't point him out, said rip
Hi,
into...
Hi, John.
He said rip into Minneapolis. He's a St. Paul guy. Oh, all right.
Yeah, there's going to be a St. Paul contingent.
There's a good number of St. Paul people here. All right.
Yeah.
They both suck. Yeah. Can you believe this guy stole your fucking basketball team? Look at this shit. Fucking bullshit.
It's a George Mikan jersey.
Oh, cool. You want him over.
He played here in the Minneapolis Lakers days. Won so five many, titles. So many the original giant of professional basketball.
So many confused boos. Wow.
They got the Wolves now. They're fine.
We might need security for the first time ever.
Yeah, egging on a Midwest crowd who's already like showed up blackout drunk. Probably not the best idea.
I got a question for you. Why is it so warm in this damn city? Every place we went, the AC doesn't really even work.
It's true.
What's going on? What's the deal?
Humidity.
Thank you.
All right, good. Good way to prove Nick's statement a moment ago wrong.
Humidity. Somehow made that a seven-syllable word. We were at a pub last night, a local establishment, just having some. Our flight got in, we got a few drinks, and it was super. It was so hot inside, and the waitress said that the AC was set at 80.
Set at 80
Is that
degrees.
Common?
Don't you guys
do that?
Eat cheese curds and shit? What's going on? 80?
80.
That's fucked up.
It's not an AC temperature. That's an outside temperature.
Good
I'll make the rules.
Wise, how the hell?
Wow.
To Minneapolis and St. Paul. I'm going to give it to them both. Do you guys really hate each other that much? They really don't like each other.
They're having fun.
Yeah.
They're having a good time.
They're having a good time. Emma, let's hit them with a drop.
The Doughboys are coming to the Midwest.
Now we're doing it. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast.
3 days later. It's Jason DeRussia here with breaking news. All of the food in the city of Minneapolis has been eaten. Shortages started earlier today right near the Fillmore, and those shortages are now spreading throughout the city. Restaurants, we're told, are selling out of everything except for cold salads and lemon chicken. Breaking news here on WCCO. Minnesota's 830
WCCO. Oh. Wow.
Thanks to Jason DeRussia for being a good sport and helping out with this drop. He did it for real. And this is from Minnesota born and raised Chris Finke.
Wow.
Drop master. Wow.
Great newsreader voice there.
What's that?
Great newsreader voice.
No, the newsreader did it for real.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you fucking idiot. Have you paid attention for the last 30 seconds? Are you looking at your list?
No, I was like, I had my own thing I needed to read, but I was like...
Show intro over, okay. Mitch is doing his drop as I read this. Just relax for a second.
I'm relaxed. You're the one who's fucking tense. Are you gripping the fucking table? Calm the fuck down.
You told me before we came out here, he has been sick since the last tour.
This
is true.
I'm on the other side of it, basically.
And so his doctor gave him steroids, and he was like, and I told him I had just recently taken them too, for other reasons. And he was like, when you took steroids, did you fucking like jacked up and shit? He was doing this backstage for real.
I feel like I'm 10 feet tall.
Maybe you'll be my security on the way out of here. Destroying a bunch of Midwestern people.
That's cool. It was the actual newsreader doing it. I thought it was an impression.
Actual newsreader.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Finke, way to go.
I was distracted because I meant to read this earlier. Mary, who sent in the roast, wrote in, as a public school teacher who was out on the picket line for 3 weeks here in Minneapolis last year.
Wow.
We stand in solidarity with a WGA strike. Minneapolis is a union town. How about that? I didn't want to get that out there.
Wow. I'm a little scab boy.
Mitch.
Maybe
don't
I'll
go
maybe,
scabbing.
Maybe I'll teach for a little
Mitch,
couple.
Don't
maybe
you
I'll
go
teach,
teach
for a month or two.
Don't you go teach a high school English class. What are you reading in that thing? Cheesecake Factory menu?
All right, bring out our fucking guest, for God's sakes. He's good. He's damn good.
We love to bring him on tour with us. One of our favorite guests, one of our favorite dudes. From the Flagrant Ones, Gossip Kings, and Grand Crew, please welcome Carl Tart.
Why are they? Oh, man.
Wow.
Hey, y'all.
Do you guys like Carl's t-shirt? Yeah. Well, guess what?
Wow.
Max, baby. Woo. The 8-5 Club can go fuck itself.
Wow.
Is that what it's called? Whatever it's called. Who gives a shit? We didn't have time to go to both.
Let me tell you something. We both bit into the burgers immediately, and we are fine. Calm down.
You're both wearing Matt's t-shirts. This is the Juicy Lucy purveyor.
Yes.
And this is where you went for lunch today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a place that if you like burgers, but you also want a hot load shot to the back of your throat. That's Matt's bar. Sorry.
Now, you'd had Juicy Lucy's before?
No.
You had never had one?
No. Not a real one.
Not a real one, yeah.
There's a place in L.A. that makes them that I used to work
yes.
at, but not a real, authentic one from here.
For me, it's about once a week. I've had Matt's bar. I came here for the Super Bowl when the Patriots lost to the Eagles. I was here. Jesus Christ. In your freezing cold city, it was so cold. The biggest Super Bowl mistake they've ever made. And I had Matt's then, but I've also had, what is it called? The 8-5? Oh, I got it backwards. The 5'8 club. The 5'8 club.
5'8 club.
Who's 5'8? Who's team 5'8? Ooh.
And where's the Matt's contingent? Wow.
Oh my God.
I don't think I could tell. Let's get it one more time.
I was saying 5'8.
That's a Simpsons joke, Wags. I didn't have to do it, but. All right, shut the fuck up. It was good, Wags.
Yeah.
We joked about me coming out dressed out as Prince and then eating a Juicy Lucy.
Right.
And I did do it. I just had the Juicy Lucy a few hours ago, and it was great.
Yeah, the smart move. You shouldn't have eaten that on stage. That would have been a mess.
Yeah.
I opted not to go because my body can't take it. I just couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it.
Also, you're boycotting Bud Light, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm curious because, Carl, you've been to Minneapolis in the past. You've been to the Twin Cities.
I've been here before, yeah.
Do you have opinions on the food scene here or the city in general?
It's fine.
Yeah. When we were talking today, I was like, man, touring's tough. Like, we got to leave early tomorrow morning. I was like, you only get like a little bit of time in the city. And you were like, yeah, I've been here before. We're good.
We've seen it. We saw the Hennepin Bridge. I'm fine. You guys got a river here.
That's true. And 10,000 lakes.
Yeah.
Wow. 10,000 lakes.
10,000 lakes.
Too many.
I looked
it
up.
Down.
It's actually like 11,000 in chains. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, why did they say the home of 10,000 lakes?
It just sounds better. It's more sonorous. But like land of 11,524 lakes. It's like doesn't roll off the tongue in the same way.
Yeah.
Land
I'm
of
surprised
10,
that you
lakes.
Haven't written a complaint to them yet about that.
Oh, I did. No, it's filed. Let's talk a little bit about Mexican food because that's the chain we're going to cover ostensibly today.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, I did my drop.
How did you forget that?
I was so nervous. Phew.
I'm so glad you said that, Nick, because I have been waiting all my life to talk to a room full of Minnesota white people about Mexican food.
Man, you guys are not going to like us. Taco John's looked like the most closed, open restaurant I've ever seen in my entire life.
Hold on, I gotta see our friends.
Where's he going?
Sorry, I'm going rogue. I just want to say what's up to these two guys right here. They were in the restaurant yesterday.
That's right.
They were.
You clocked them.
And my man was wearing some Birkenstocks with his jeans, and it was like 90 degrees outside. I was like, he can't decide if he's warm or it's cold out. His toes had to stay cool, but his legs, too cold. So I just wanted to check his shoes today. He's wearing closed-toed shoes today.
We were shocked that we ran into anyone. We went to a weird spot.
Alex and Alex.
Yeah. Yes.
Two Alexes.
Those are the two
Alexes.
Guys. Alex. And the other guy's like, my name is also Alex. Who you don't forget
thought,
a thing like that.
Who would have thought the guys we ran into are also in the front row? We love you guys. You were great.
God bless you. Let's talk generally before we get into Taco John's, because I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Like, Mexican food is probably my favorite food. I born and raised in Southern California, lived in LA County my entire life. It's a food I grew up with, a food I have a lot of passion for, both the more authentic version, like going to a great Oaxacan restaurant, and then also, you know, like the Taco Bells and Del Tacos of the world. And Carl, I'm curious, and Mitch as well, I'm curious where it falls for you, like in your hierarchy of cuisine.
In my hierarchy of Mexican cuisine?
No, in cuisine in general. Like where, like,
oh,
like
Mexican food?
Yeah, Mexican food. Yeah.
Oh, it's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, I'm from Mississippi, like the river here, and so first it's like Cajun, Southern
sure.
food, soul food, and then Mexican I think is a close second.
Wow.
Because I also moved from Mississippi to LA.
Right.
So I'm very familiar with good Mexican food.
Oh, man.
Mitchie, we've talked before about your relationship with Mexican food and how it really like changed a lot when you moved from Quincy to Los Angeles.
It's one of my deeper relationships that I've ever had in my life. it changed a lot. Yeah, when I did not, you know, it wasn't in the top 3 or 4 for me.
Sure.
And then when I made that move to LA, it's firmly number 2 now.
What is your favorite single item to get from a Mexican restaurant?
Great question. The room went silent.
Well, because everyone's thinking about it.
Maybe they are. No, you're not supposed to answer. a California burrito is a good answer. Fuck, she was right. God damn it. You know what I love for an app? A nice queso fundido.
That's a blast.
That's a fun app. I don't know if everyone's had it.
Did people groan?
More of a Tex-Mex thing, but I think it's fine, yeah.
Oh.
No, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I think Cali burrito is maybe it for me. Look, it's not as fun to get at a Mexican sit-down restaurant because you want the sizzling of the fajitas.
Sure.
And when people walk by with fajitas, you go, what did they get? You want to turn around and see what they got.
Yeah, that's the fun of it. And the California burrito is not fun, but I think that's my number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl, how about you?
I'm going to keep it simple and just that you can't go wrong with a quesadilla with whatever meat you want to get in it, like a chicken or a shrimp, a steak, carne asada. Yes, you, lady. And tacos, like if I'm at a truck, I want like 6 yeah. tacos. If I'm at Taco Bell, I want like 6 tacos.
I love a quesadilla as well. Love a big burrito. But I'm
6-pack and a pound, you could say.
We're going to get to that.
All right.
We're not there yet.
I'm just checking.
We're starting
generally. They don't know where we ate at, Mitch.
We did. We talked about doing a different restaurant than Taco John's and how mad you guys would all get.
Yes.
And we're like, we went to Wendy's. It looked good. After not coming here for 5 years or whatever.
I'm firmly in the taco camp, and I really I think a really fucking good fish taco, like that, like a really well-made one, that's one of my favorites. Also, like, I've really gotten into birria lately, and so I get a good birria, especially like a goat birria. Oh my God, what a treat. An absolute delight. But you can't go wrong. That's the thing. It's just like there's so many tasty delights. That's what I always feel like. I'm at a Mexican place. I'm overwhelmed by all the options because like I like everything.
The steroids are kicking in. Everyone relax. Stay calm.
And you can do it. You can be like, give me a taco and a burrito and a quesadilla. You can do all that. You can get a queso fundido as well. You can do it all. You can have fucking chips and guac.
All right, relax, dude. Relax. It's cool.
This is the most animated I've seen Nick on a trip so far. Maybe because is this the first one in a while?
This is the first one in a while.
So I've caught Nick. I've been on the road with them where it's the end, and Nick don't want to talk to nobody. Uh-huh. And tonight, he's giving y'all all of it.
We'll see.
Yeah, scream for him.
He was also animated when we were talking about Bud Light earlier, too.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't want it. And that's my choice.
That reminds me of the time it was animated.
Taco John's was founded in 1969.
At the bar, like, can I just say this?
Yeah.
We were at the bar last night. I was watching the TV, and on the TV was just ducks getting shot.
It's true. It was a birdshot ad.
Just fucking ducks getting shot out of the sky. What the fuck?
Birds getting fucking blasted.
Real life duck hunt.
Ducks just getting Peter Northed into oblivion.
What's wrong with you guys? Aren't these liberal here, isn't it?
There's a rural part. It's like America. There's liberal urban strongholds, and then the rest is rural and very conservative. That's just America. Look at any county by county map.
That's America. Mike Mitchell, that's America.
I still proudly drink Bud Light, I will say, on the record. Not around all my Quincy friends, but most of them.
Oh boy, Mitch, Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura Frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura Frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura Frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one. And now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Taco John's was founded in 1969 in that hotbed of Mexican cuisine, Wyoming.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's from Wyoming.
This is a Wyoming
This
restaurant?
Is a Wyoming chain.
What the hell, guys?
Have
some respect for yourselves.
Look, it's a Midwest, Mountain West institution.
Okay.
That's my understanding. It's named for founder John Turner, who began the chain as a trailer named Taco House. 400 locations in 25 states, all in the center of the country. Mitch, you'll like this. The original mascot was a devil with a sombrero with slogan hottest spot in town.
Oh my God, I don't like that. That's scary as hell.
This is also scary because apparently you can own this term. They own the trademark for Taco Tuesday.
No, they don't. No, they don't. LeBron James does.
They did, or what happened?
They still own it, apparently.
They still,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Taco John's?
No, because like LeBron did those where they were Taco Bell ads.
Yeah.
Where he said he couldn't say Taco Tuesday because it was trademarked. That's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was insane of him. I'm sorry. I know you love the man. To try to take Taco Tuesday?
He deserves it.
All right, fair enough.
He deserves every day of the week. Wing Wednesday. Chicken Thigh Thursday. Fundito Friday.
So we went to the location where we met Alex and Alex, the New Hope location. New Hope, Minnesota.
Hell yeah.
You know, they retconned it. Now you say Taco John's Episode 4, A New Hope. Used to just be Taco John's. And then people are like, oh, yeah, you mean A New Hope? I was like, come on, we mean Taco John's, but yes, A New Hope. We had great service there. That's one thing I will say. We gave them a large order, and they did not bat an eye. They were super friendly to us. I wish you could tip on the app or on the card. Thankfully, Emma had cash, and we were able to leave a tip, but that is like just a frustration I have with chains in general these days. You should be able to tip on your card because people don't carry cash as much. We got a six-pack and a pound. Now, look, here's the thing.
I was happy with the no tip. Oh, you can't tip on the card. That stinks. Thanks.
We
ordered $100 worth of food.
We did.
Which is pretty hard at Taco John's.
Yeah, we ran up quite a bill.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The psychopaths who demanded we cover this chain also insisted we get specific things. And I felt like If we did not get six-pack and a pound, there would have been a riot. Some chairs would have been thrown. So that was one thing we did that.
Six-pack and a pound. We did not have to do that. We didn't have to.
We didn't have to do that. We could have ordered the tacos a la carte and the Olay's a la carte, and it would have approximated the same thing. But we did the six-pack and a pound. So there you go. We got a half crispy and half soft. Here's what they say about their tacos. It's 100% American beef, mild sauce, lettuce, and cheese.
I was making a joke about how I can't get hard.
Yeah, I got it. It was good.
I got my cousins here. That sucks. Sorry, John. And his lovely wife, Leah. I'm sorry, guys. We warned you the show's bad.
Mitch did say that to them backstage. Sorry, the show will be bad.
I also told Wags, I was like, this is like a normal cousin. Because I was like, my cousin's going to come backstage, and you looked upset.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a normal cousin.
Yeah, Cumsy's going to come back here. Hey, I'm Mitch's cousin.
Oh, we forgot to say, there was a pawn shop next door to the Taco John's, and I bought a gun.
Wagger was all roided up playing Russian roulette with it backstage. Fucking in his mouth.
So it's
sucked
a very...
the bullet out of that thing.
This is Taco John's.
Can I quit?
What were we going to say?
No, keep going. Keep going.
I just figured we could take this piece by piece.
Okay. Mom, Dad, this has been all goddamn 2 days. Just bickering. Somebody talk.
Sorry, Carl. So here's Taco John's. This is their thing. We are a taco place. Tacos. That's the thing. It's a very simple preparation. Mm-hmm. Beef, mild sauce, lettuce, and cheese. They got a crispy version. They got a soft version. I had one of each. I'm trying not to eat much beef these days, but you know what? I felt like I owed it to this particular chain. We all, I feel like, had the same take, which is that...
Uh-oh. COVID should have lasted longer. We're in trouble.
There was, let's just say, an absence of seasoning on the beef. Felt like they took 80-20 chuck and just threw it onto the flat top and then scooped it into a shell.
The beef doesn't apply? The old lady would be satisfied with the beef.
Yes.
But she might be asking, where's the seasoning?
Yeah, because there is the mild sauce, but it, I took a little bit of it and just had it on its own just to like be like, am I missing something? And I was like, no, that just tastes pretty plain. Maybe it has some seasoning on it, but I don't know.
It tasted pretty bad.
Does anyone disagree?
Tasted pretty bad.
Let me say this.
Do people talk about how it is, it's taco, it's like a toilet, Taco John's? Do people talk about that? Is that a thing that people do talk about or no?
I'm sure.
Okay.
We've talked before about how in Australia they call Burger King Hungry Jacks. Yeah. And also Jack is apparently slang for urinal. So it's the same sort of thing.
Yeah. It fits.
It fits.
I had a Hungry Jack before I came to the show today.
I'm in a hotel room next to Mitch, and I was just like, what is that Pac-Man sound? There's no arcade games here.
I heard a big bang in your room earlier. I told you that.
The fucking ironing board is broke.
I had the same issue. Yeah.
I pulled the shit up, and I'm just fresh out the shower in my drawers.
Wow.
I pull it up because I don't want to have a wrinkled shirt for all you beautiful people. And I pull that shit up, and it goes shrap right back on the ground. The rod, the mechanism that holds it up, wasn't long enough.
So I'm
not familiar with things not being long enough.
Oh.
It didn't. The ironing board is broken.
I thought the gun you got from the pawn shop went off. It was a pretty loud blast.
No, I thought it was like, okay, this is an issue with my particular ironing board, but no, it's a design flaw with all the ironing boards they've stocked the hotel
with. What the fuck's going on in this city?
What are you? How are you as an ironer? Because I struggle with it. I've been getting better.
My mom bought me a steamer for Christmas.
Oh,
and I've been using the steamer, and it's much easier
to
get your shirts clean. And they're a little warm when you put them on. A little warm and moist.
Yeah. What a dream.
A warm, moist shirt. Like walking around this city these past 2 days.
I'll say this about the tacos. The crunchy tacos had a really crispy shell. And they talk about they cook the shells fresh every day. They're not like from a box. And I do feel like you could taste that difference. So that was nice from a textural standpoint. Could have used maybe some more cheese and some more sauce. Let's move down the list, because I will say this was a highlight for me, the fried chicken tacos. I don't know if this is a staple of the menu or recent addition.
I just got some intel. Is the beef from a can? Is that true? Is it canned beef?
Canned beef?
What the?
Tinned beef? Who are you? Who's texting you now? What are you doing? Get off your phone.
I got some taco sources, Taco John sources I'm talking to. I was pulling up my phone because, look, we haven't brought them up yet. It's going to get a big old pop.
We're waiting for it.
Oh, God.
Will you fucking trust
me
for once?
All right, fine. Let's move down the list. We must follow the list.
Saying maybe.
Carl saw Nick and I go into our one room that we share yelling at each other last night.
All I had was my teddy, which is the gun I bought at the pawn shop. I named it Teddy.
The fried chicken tacos were a highlight for me. I did like those. They came with a chipotle lime or a spicy jalapeno ranch. A little bit, you know, I'm a bit of a heat seeker, and I don't feel like the... I'll say this about their sauces. They have a mild sauce, which is very mild, and a hot sauce, which is also shockingly mild. And
also that mild sauce in a green packet. So you're like, all right.
It's
like some birdie.
It's
fucking red.
Yeah. You're going to want to hear this, sir.
There was some actual...
That's the last straw.
There was some actual spice in that jalapeno ranch. I thought those were delightful.
I'm going back to Bud Light.
We also got some, I don't know, any thoughts on the fried chicken tacos?
I ate one of, Emma got the fried chicken tacos.
Yes.
I ate one of hers because she didn't want to finish it. I didn't, it wasn't that bad. She got the lime crema, chipotle ranch, jalapeno ranch sauce on it.
Before you all applaud Emma on the great order she had, she was up till 5 a.m. with food poisoning.
Yeah. Painted
Emma,
the walls.
Sorry,
Emma. Tell them.
Yeah, sorry, Emma, but it is in your contract that you have to eat the same meals we eat, so you really had no choice here.
Your precious Taco John's almost killed our producer. The Taco John's storefront looks like a storefront from Grand Theft Auto 1.
It's right next to Cluckin' Bell.
Here we go again.
Oh, shit. Here we go again. Sup, CJ?
Let's talk burritos. I got myself a super burrito with chicken. And this comes with beans, mild sauce, lettuce, tomatoes, cheese, onions, sour cream. Not bad. You know, the tortilla itself was a little gummy. I didn't love the chicken. I thought the fried chicken had a lot more texture and flavor. This chicken was just kind of a little limp and lifeless. But I thought the beans were nice, and there were a lot of beans. So that's to its credit. I thought this was fine.
I didn't try the burrito. But I got... Can I tell what I got?
Yeah, please.
What are we talking about? I got the stuffed taco.
Stuffed beef taco. We both got that.
I believe it had the nacho cheese sauce in which you dip the Olay's in on it as well.
Yeah.
And sour cream and seasoned, and then some shredded cheese as well.
Yeah, I thought I thought the stuffed beef taco was good.
It was good. This is where I got introduced to Taco John's beef. I think I put maybe, I don't know, no less than 27 packs of the hot sauce on it. And, you know, that gave it a little bit of a kick.
If you lost your taste during COVID, I feel like Taco John's is the spot to be. You'd have no clue.
I was doing so well, and you're about to make me laugh, and I'm coughing again. I should run another cough drop. I think this is...
Pump some more steroids. Do that Bane shit. Fucking get jacked. Wags, we're going down the list. I had a steak and potato burrito, which you were confused because it looked very much like the stuffed taco.
It did, yes.
Yeah. It was good. I thought both of my main orders were
good. Well, it was the griller, right? Spicy steak and potato griller is the verbiage.
All right, that's why I had
grill. But you're right, it kind of looked like it seemed like it had been forgotten because it looked like a hybrid between a taco and a burrito.
Yes, yeah. I thought it was pretty tasty. I enjoyed it, yeah.
This one also had the chipotle lime sauce, so that was probably part of it.
I think anything that was sauced, it helped quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely needs sauce. We got the four cheese quesadilla, Mitch. You and I shared that. This is asadero, queso blanco, Monterey Jack, and cheddar. Those are the four cheeses.
Mm-hmm. It was like eating nothing, I guess you could say.
It was so insubstantial. It's kind of amazing.
Sorry.
The challenge, it's like a Top Chef challenge to make a flavorless quesadilla. I don't know how it happened. It's like a flour tortilla filled with more flour.
It's fat guy hell. You're like eating a bunch of cheese and you're getting fatter and you're not tasting anything. Anyways. Sorry again.
We got some nachos.
We got the super nachos. Those have beef, beans, four cheese blend, same four cheese blend, tomatoes, guacamole, and sour cream.
I liked the nachos.
Liked the nachos?
I go on the record saying I liked the nachos.
I thought they weren't bad. They had some good texture to them.
Mm.
That guac sauce, what the fuck was that? That wasn't guac, guys. I don't need the guac to be authentic.
Sure.
But that was...
It was an avocado salsa at best. Yeah. It was not so much a guac.
Yeah, yeah.
It was sort of just like a green sauce.
Yeah, no.
They should just call it green sauce. We'd be like, all right, fine.
It was a little Slimer load. It was a little pathetic. It didn't look great. The staff was great.
The staff was great.
And they were playing some good jams in there. Bonnie Raitt was playing. We heard some good music.
Great music.
Good music.
Great playlist.
And the guy put up with us. We asked for everything.
Yeah, we did.
And he did it. He did all of it. He didn't smile. It wasn't service with a smile, but he didn't need to. He was cool. He was a cool dude.
Totally stone faced. It was like Buster Keaton. It was
never
amazing.
Never got mad. Nope. Never got upset. Nope. And Mitch here. You guys, this is not me saying that you're not a nice guy, but Mitch is a very nice guy.
Mm, thank you.
And he does this thing where he continuously apologizes for everything. And the guy was not getting frustrated with him. He just kept being like, he's like, and Mitch is like, I'm sorry, can you take that off? Can you take that off? I don't want that. Wait, what about that? And he's like, I already took it off. I already did this. I did this. And he was killing it, and he did not smile, but he didn't need to. I still felt comforted and warm by him. He also gave me a discount card to go next door and buy a gun.
I ordered I ordered a chicken stuffed taco. And then I was like, oh, wait, I meant beef stuffed taco. And I was like, could you change it? Actually, if it's already in the system, it's fine. You don't have to change it. And he was like, I changed it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. He didn't care at all.
Alex, would you guys agree that he was a nice dude?
Very nice guy. Nice
lovely
guy.
Man.
Good
news. Did he compliment your toes, Alex? That's a shame.
Any other menu items we haven't gotten to yet?
Oh, we got the...
Before we get there.
The desserts, or are we going after that?
Let's talk desserts real quick. Got the churro.
Someone is chanting nacho cheese, just so you know.
We got the churro and the Mexican donut bites.
Mm-hmm.
The Mexican donut bites.
No. No. No.
Honestly, if we didn't add those Mexican donut bites to this order, I would have just came out here and flipped you all off and walked backstage.
The Mexican donut
that
bites.
That big fat loudmouth was right. Yeah. I owe him an apology.
The Mexican donut bites for people who have not.
Alex!
I don't know if you're a big fat
Alex still shitting from Taco John's yesterday.
Not now, not now, not during the Doughboy show.
Hearing Pac-Man sounds from the bathroom. The Mexican donut bites, for people who haven't been to Taco John's, are described as bite-sized pastries rolled in cinnamon sugar and drizzled with rich cream icing.
Drizzled is right.
They are jizzy dessert raviolis. And they were very sweet, perhaps a little too sweet, but they were kind of delightful mouthfuls. Mm.
Rich cream sounds like a St. Paul city council person. Vote rich cream. I'm going to clean up this town. Starting with all the Bud Lights.
What did you think of those donut bites, Mitch?
I liked them quite a bit.
They're pretty good.
I don't think that they're enough for this one guy who's going insane.
Yeah.
He needs to be fucking calmed down.
Now, the churro was fine, but I'll just say, if I want an authentic churro, I'll go to a place like Costco or Disneyland. Thank you very much.
Wow. I smoked it like a cigar. That was fun.
You did. No, I thought it was fine. It was a fine churro. So let's get to the piece de resistance.
Shout out to Marcus Smart. I'm going to miss you. I love Marcus Smart.
That's a tough trade.
I know. I'm sad.
Fuck Marcus Smart.
Oh, what the fuck?
How about Anthony Edwards?
He's good.
Wonderful on ER.
Carl Anthony Towns. Going to be a Clipper next year. Nah, shut up.
Can we take, while we're doing this, can we take the temperature of the room on Rudy Gobert?
This is set. Don't do this. He's here tonight. Rudy, come on out.
No, he only goes to the Joe Rogan podcast. That's real. That's true. Let's talk potato olés. These were much hyped. And people who are your defenders of Papa John's are like, you have to get these. People who are like maybe lukewarm on Papa John's are still saying you got to have the potato olés.
Taco John's. You said.
What did I say?
You said Papa John's.
Oh, sorry, Papa John's. Taco John's. Whatever.
Hey, be nice. We got everybody. Papa D is in the house tonight. So this was the fight.
Nick, don't insult Papa John's like that.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to Papa John.
This was the fight when we weren't even, we were on the way to the hotel from the airport.
That's right.
When they started getting into it. And
Mitch is,
you know, they're both discussing how we're going to entertain you folks tonight. Mm-hmm. And Mitch goes, somebody told me that I got to get the potato olés extra seasoned. I got to do that. And Nick was like, well, I got to get one that ain't seasoned. Because I got to have a control group for the rest of the fucking people that don't get it all seasoned.
I stand by that. I need a baseline.
Nick, little did you know you didn't have to worry about seasoning at the restaurant we were going to.
Because we got them triple seasoned and they were the same. I'm just in the middle of them being like, ooh, a Prince mural.
Three different texts in the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
I used to be obsessed with Taco John's. If you guys don't love the potato LAs, I'll be sad. That's my friend Danielle, my friend Toby. If you would judge me, here's a couple expert Taco John's suggestions. Stuffed grilled taco, ask for extra seasoning on the potato LAs. Also get both cheese and sour cream to dip them in.
Yes.
Brian O'Donnell, also make sure you get nacho cheese with the olés.
Yeah, so there's one vote for extra seasoning. So again, that bolsters my case that we should have gotten some with the default seasoning, which we did. Just have a baseline.
I'm fine with that. Relax.
I know, so it didn't have to be a fucking fight.
Ooh, a Prince mural. It was a Lizzo mural backstage. Shout out Lizzo.
We
you
we,
guys
We got interviewed in what was the publication? I should know. The Racket. Thank you. The Racket.
Yeah, that's right.
Wonderful interview.
Yes.
Is he here tonight? Is that? He's here. Is he the guy who's been chanting nacho cheese?
There he is right there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow, what's up, buddy?
I've lost all respect for you.
Yeah, our buddy Jay over there. And Jay was... It was a lot of fun. And
Jay, we were bringing up... Well, you tell the story.
Jay basically, at a certain point, was like, so, you know, where you're performing is not far from where Prince came up. And Mitch and I both kind of interpreted that as it's a pretty thinly veiled comment that we're a microcosm for the decline of culture. That where Prince once performed is now Doughboys Live.
You knew what you were fucking doing. You're not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. We can't argue with you.
The show's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Let's talk about the potato Olays. So Emma noted that they say, do you want nacho cheese or sour cream? And you can say both, but whatever you say, they charge you for them. Like, it's not like, hey, you just get that as part of it.
It was $1.79.
Yeah,
great tips.
Hidden cost.
Everyone who texted me and all of you, you got to get the nacho cheese. They fucking ask you if you want it when you're there.
Yeah.
It's not a big secret.
Yeah.
We did. We got them both. He said, you want nacho cheese and sour cream? We said, yes.
We got them both, and they were fun dipping sauces.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
The nacho cheese is pretty good.
Good nacho cheese.
I got a friend who's from Montana who really was like, you got to get the Olays. And I got a friend who's from St. Paul, who went to St. Paul Central, played football, named St. Paul Central people, Keenan Montgomery. Anybody know him? Anyway, he played football at St. Paul Central like 10 years ago. I don't know. And he also played at Wyoming, and he was like, the potato Olays hit. You know, he's a football player, so he got to use football references. So he was like, the potato Olays hit.
Like a first down. Okay.
Yeah. You got to pop them in your mouth like a third and long.
Did you really play football? That's asking that guy. I'm just going to say it, Wikes.
Yeah.
I love the potato Olays. They're good. We liked them.
Real highlight.
We liked them.
Real highlight. They were great.
We liked them. Rest of the menu sucks, but the potato Olays are good.
Who was booing the potato Olays? Was there booers? Okay, so let me say this.
I think they were saying spoon.
Oh, okay, good.
No, spoon. Maybe they were booing. I don't know. Yeah. Who cares?
Either way, here's what I was expecting the potato Olays to be. Yes. Get ready for this, madam. Like, I thought they was going to be like cut up potatoes with like Mexican seasoning on them and stuff like that. I did not expect them to be like tater tots, fucking Dunkin' Donuts, Chick-fil-A hash brown, Burger King hash brown. That don't mean I didn't like them. Two things can be true. See, you guys are a part of this internet culture. Two things can be true. There's nuance. Mm. But I was not expecting what I got. Did I enjoy what I got? Yes. Was I expecting what I got? No.
Are you maybe a little too crazy about them? Maybe.
But I think if I got these all the time as a kid, I would be like, oh, every one of these is like a bite of a memory. You know what I mean? They're well fried. They're really consistent. Mm. And they came out hot and crispy. The great texture. I thought this was an item that was well seasoned, even without the extra seasoning. And the dipping sauces were a lot of fun. You know what else? You can just dip them in ketchup if you like. I'm sure kids like to do that. I did a little bit of that too.
Is that okay with y'all? Now, see, I didn't do it this time because I've received death threats from some of the food items that I have tried on this damn show. So I just stuck with the sour cream and the nacho cheese, and it was fine. Ketchup works fine on these fuckers.
Yes.
We sometimes get shit about, like, you should try to control the crowd. This crowd is fucking insane.
Yes.
Since we started, people are like... It's Taco John's, not that good.
I I wanna add one bit of context here, which is part of the reason I didn't accompany you to Matt's, is I went back to Taco John's this morning.
Kind of cooler that we went to Matt's, though, right, everybody?
I wanted to get a second opinion. I wanted to get a second take from a second location, and I also wanted to try to get breakfast. But here's the thing. Have you ever tried to navigate the Skyway? What the fuck is the Skyway? I walked to where the map said the Taco John's was, and I did a full circle, I did a full lap around the block, and I couldn't find a place to enter. And I was like, it says it's the Skyway location, and I looked above me. And there were like sky bridges that you have to like, I had to like go to another building and enter through there and take an escalator up and take a connected, for people who aren't from the city, these are like air conditioned or heated for the winter season, elevated tunnels that connect a bunch of different buildings in downtown. And they lead you through like basically this giant sprawling mall across a bunch of different city blocks. So by the time I did that, it was past when breakfast was being served. I missed the window. I did get myself a fried...
Minneapolis, St. Paul, can I just yell at him for a second?
Yeah.
Choose an element. You're choosing lakes, you got the Skyway, air or water. What do you want? Choose one element. You only get one.
Watch Avatar The Last Airbender. Watch Pixar's Elemental. Pick a lane.
Pick one.
Those are the messages of those IP. But I did go up there. I got a fried chicken tacos combo. Those are fucking great. Honestly, that was a thing that hit today.
Okay.
And getting both different sauces was a lot of fun. The potato LAs, again, super consistent, well-fried. And I got a bean burrito that was better than basically everything else I had the previous day. So I think just kind of keeping it simple there is the right protocol, which is the case for a lot of chains.
This is pathetic. Nick was juicing for this review. Taco John's is so bad, he had to take steroids and go back and eat it.
Nick's on trend. So my friend did text me and say that the breakfast burrito is what you really need to look out for at Taco John's. Is that true or false? Guys.
We can't go to them anymore. This is insanity.
This is ridiculous.
I was also, you know, we met the Alexes at the New Hope location, episode 4. I also met Ben at the Skyway location. Ben gave me two bullet points here. First off, made a point of telling me that his wife was not coming to the show. And also added, I'm paraphrasing here,
she's
but...
she's performing a concert at the same time.
I talked about my issues with navigating the Skyway, and he said, I'm paraphrasing, the Skyway is a failure of urban design.
Wow.
Interesting hot take.
Wow.
But this particular, the second visit, I will say, gave my score an extra half fork, and we'll see how this affects things. We'll see how this affects things right now. So, Carl, Mitch, you know the drill. We're going to each go down the line. Give us our final thoughts on Taco John's and end by giving it a fork score. Carl Tart, to my left, we'll begin with you.
Okay. Now, I say this a lot. I did not come here to pander to y'all. As I sit here in my Carl Tart hat, and my Juicy Lucy t-shirt. I bought this at the stadium, by the way. I watched a game last year. How about Buxton, huh? With that being said, 5 times I will yell that this shit was 2.8 stars.
Wow.
Forks, forks, forks.
Forks.
2.8 forks.
Wow.
I'm sorry, y'all. It just, God damn, that beef tasted like plastic. And now we have to, can we talk about Del Taco for a second?
Mitch, Carl, I was going to get to that.
You were?
Yes.
Okay.
But we absolutely can do that now.
We don't have...
No, please, because I have this in my notes, because you asked me a question at the restaurant, at Taco John's, how does this, you're from Southern California, mm-hmm. how does this compare to Del Taco? And obviously Taco Bell, also from Southern California, but it's not really quite a one-to-one comparison because Taco Bell is international, Del Taco, also like Taco John's, is regional. Mm-hmm. But you asked me that question, and you could not have known what a softball pitch underhand over the center of the plate that was for me, because in anticipation of going to Taco John's, I went to Del Taco on Wednesday and anticipated
That's
what I was
bullshit.
Going to order from Taco John's and got a head-to-head listing.
Natalie, I have to go do research. I'm going to fucking Del Taco. You go every week.
There is actually like a Del Taco right next to my like the hospital where I go to. So I went to the pharmacy to pick up my medication.
Oh, by the way, Nick stays at the hospital. Fucking loves the hospital.
I went to the pharmacy and then went straight from the pharmacy to Del Taco. But Carl, yes, your thoughts on Del Taco, because I will get to mine.
My thoughts on Del Taco are it is inferior to Taco Bell. Mm. With that being said, it is so much better than this shit. One thing that Del Taco and Taco John's have in common is that I do believe that the beef should be seasoned more.
Sure.
The beef, guys, stop. What the fuck?
Nacho cheese.
Stop saying nacho cheese over and over again.
Silence. I told you what I ate already, lady. We talked about it for the past 45 minutes. I like the nacho cheese. If the nacho cheese did not exist, the score would have been much lower.
Wow.
If the Mexican donut bites did not exist, I would have came out here, farted right there, and walked backstage. I told you I liked the stuffed taco was a decent experience. I had to put so much shit on it. So much of that taco sauce. That was not hot. That shit was. It wasn't. It was not nothing. I'm giving it 2.8 forks.
Decent score.
And that is what it is. My thoughts, the chicken tacos.
Yes.
At Del Taco.
Yes.
Are really fucking good.
Those are great.
The crinkle cut fries versus the potato Olays.
Uh-oh.
I'll give it to the Olays.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
I'll give you that.
That was close.
That's a fun treat to have. We got a seasoned one. We asked for two seasoned ones. They only brought one seasoned out. Couldn't tell. So, that being said, I'm going to stick to my score of 2.8 forks.
Wow.
Good score. Mitch, give us your thoughts. Give us your fork score. Emma needs me for a second. I'll be right back.
It's funny you say that. Oh, okay. Wags is leaving. Okay, great. Oh, great. Sure. All right. For my review, he fucking
it's my
takes
show
off.
Now. 1969. The guy came in on a
Summer
horse.
Summer of Love.
Summer of Love. Charles Manson was killing people. My dad was born. Mitch. Fuck you.
It was a pretty good impression of you. You missed it. Especially the last part. To me, Taco John's is like if Del Taco and Taco Bell fucking collided at each other at fucking 1,000 miles per hour and taste fell out the bottom. The aesthetic is like that scene at the end of Boogie Nights in the donut shop where the guy gets killed. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And what's his name takes the bag of money?
Don Cheadle, yeah.
Don Cheadle takes the money. That's the aesthetic in there. Put up like a cutout or something. Like, put a poster on the wall.
Bring the devil with the sombrero back. That was fun.
Give us anything in there. It was dreary. There was just one napkin machine which was, I had never seen it before.
Automated.
An automated napkin machine that was like.
Very exciting.
And four napkins would come out. And I was like, that's kind of cool. And then I'd look back at the restaurant and be like, ew. Man, I love to kiss ass more than anybody. I'd kiss everyone in here's ass. I would do it, every individual
man,
ass.
Everybody, turn around and pull your asses out.
Dear God, don't do that.
Yeah, some of y'all been eating Taco John's.
There was things that I loved about Taco John's, and I could see myself being a real piece of shit like you guys and eating it a lot. And so, I'm gonna go 3.254 because
wow,
I did. I enjoyed it. I'm sorry. I like everything. I like the Olays. The Olays are great.
Olays were great. And I mentioned that the Skyway visit today gave it an extra half fork. Jesus. The Olays by themselves earn this chain a full fork. Like, that's what a great side they are. They are outstanding. They elevated everything around them. They're great. You know, here's the thing. Mexican food gets a little sloppy. You got some stuff to dip that's maybe not the nacho cheese or the sour cream, just some general leavings. We can do that with the Olays. They work out just fine. They're fun little discs of potatoes. I have a blast with them. I'd eat them all the time if they're readily available in L.A. Let's talk about the Del Taco head-to-head. Because, like we were saying, both regional chains, both certainly a notch below Taco Bell in terms of prominence, though I have a personal fandom for Del Taco that I realize is based heavily in nostalgia. Both founded by white people. The founder of Del Taco didn't realize he was naming his chain of the taco. So it's hardly a more authentic version, but I did get a head-to-head comparison. Hard-shell taco, Point Del Taco. Soft-shell taco, Point Del Taco. Chicken taco, boy, I love those chicken tacos from Del Taco. I think they're a lot of fun, but I do think the fried chicken taco texture gave it to Taco John's. Burrito Del Taco in a walk. Quesadilla Del Taco, come on. Sauce? Are you kidding me with the Taco John sauces? Here's what they need. They need a third and possibly a fourth sauce. Because that's what Taco Bell did. They just kept adding sauces. Del Taco has three sauces. You know, you're not going to, the Del Scorcho's not working for you. Go up to the Del Inferno.
Inferno.
I would love to have a third sauce from Taco John's. They haven't done it yet, apparently, at least the locations we went to. So that's a Del Taco win. Drinks. We haven't even touched on this.
I got a Diet Mountain Dew.
Taco John's is a Pepsi chain. Look, we were a Pepsi family growing up, but I'd rather have a Coke fountain anytime. The Starry was fine. I actually got the Starry.
Alex says, did you get Starry? Starry hits different.
Yes, yeah,
that's
I like
what
Starry.
The commercial says.
I don't mind the Starry, but this one, there's just a better fountain at Del Taco. Desserts, who gives a shit? This is not why I go there. Potato Olays versus crinkle cut fries.
Olays.
I agree with Carl. It is Olays. The Olays. I wow. do like the crinkle cut fries, but they are pretty inconsistent and oftentimes not well seasoned. So where does that land me? I think I'm going to give Taco John's a score with its boost from the potato LAs and a half fork from this morning's visit of 2.5 forks.
Wow. Wow.
So there we go. We've been to Taco John's. You can stop bothering us.
Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wag, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Mitch, how's your social battery right now? Is it drained, bursting with energy? How are you feeling, and how did it get to this level?
Wise, we just did two episodes of Doughboy, so my social battery is low.
Well,
I'm shutting down.
Understandably, because it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, Wags, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Me, I've benefited from therapy, as have many people that I love. And, you know, here's the thing I can say. Whether you've been in therapy or not, there are benefits for everyone. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it's not just for those who've experienced major trauma.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Doughboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Doughboys.
By the way, when we were talking about all this stuff last night,
yeah,
Weigert decided this is the last tour till 2025. It's not. I'm not joking.
Yeah, I might take a year off.
He's going to take a year off of touring. This is it, guys. And also, it was almost it for Carl and I. We almost got final destinations outside of Matt's bar.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Yeah. We were driving and a guy was coming. He had a trailer,
like one of those steel trailers that pulls like a lawnmower and stuff like that. And that shit just started going like this. And we were standing on the corner waiting for the Uber. And the first Uber that we tried to do canceled. If we had gotten that Uber, it would have never happened. But that Uber canceled.
Wow.
And then this guy comes barreling around the corner being like, yeah, Taco John! Bah, 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 bah. And I pulled out my gun. I started shooting at it, but that didn't do anything.
It almost fucking detached and took us out. It was Final Destination.
That's
style.
Wild.
He had to pull over right on the other side of the plate and reattach it.
Yep.
If I'd come with you, we'd all be dead.
Yeah.
It almost scared the Juicy Lucy out of him.
Jesus.
Almost had a Juicy Deucey.
All right. We're going long. We got a curfew and we got a segment to do. Hey, we got some sweet treats from local creamery, Minnesota Dairy Lab. It's Snack or Whack, Land of 10,000 Licks edition. And
wow.
Here's Emma Erdbrink bringing out some ice cream.
Wow, 10,000 Licks edition.
That's great.
I have a note in my outline to read paper in pocket. So that's what I'm going to do now. And we can start distributing these. Let me get this out.
Canceled the tour during COVID, and now Weiger has a cough and is taking steroids, and we're sharing ice cream. Oh, thank you, Emma.
We don't need to share.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Scoops. We were also just handed, I don't know what the fuck this is. Dutch Crunch Chips. Okay, we're going to do the ice cream. Let me read this context while Emma's distributing these. Emma Erdbrink, everybody. Minnesota Dairy Lab makes small-batch handcraft ice cream and sorbet. We try to cover a broad spectrum from approachable classics like our malted Heath bar to more creative flavors like brown butter rosemary and koji caramel raspberry. Helmed by Chef Phil Farzanigan, young noodles on the dough scored. Are you here, Phil? Thanks, Phil. Thanks for the ice cream. Minnesota Dairy Lab was born through curiosity and experimentation and takes a food science perspective to making ice cream.
2023 is a big year for the Dairy Lab. We started doing local events with our full-service ice cream cart. Are in 11 restaurants and counting. Thanks, Carl. Have multiple retail locations in the metro area and got tapped to make several flavors for the state fair, which is a big deal in Minnesota, including the classic sweet corn. So here's the flavors we have here. We have rhubarb cheesecake, vanilla, 10,000 grand, and baklava.
You said rhubarb cheesecake, and the crowd went, ooh.
They're excited by dairy. Carl, what are you tasting right now?
This rhubarb cheesecake.
Yeah.
This shit is hitting.
Wow.
Shout out to St. Paul Central Football.
Thank you so much, by the way, to both Emma and Phil. I had to step off stage for a second because I guess the order was sent to me and I had to sign for it. So it was a whole thing, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's how Minnesota treats their desserts. It's like, has to be like a bank transaction. So I go back there and I'm like signing the documents and the guy asks for my ID and I'm like, here you go. You can see it. And he's looking at it and he's like, and what's your full legal name? And I look this son of a bitch in the eyes and I say, you know me as the Burger Boy Nick Weiger, but my full legal name is Nicholas Frank Weiger, and sometimes I go by Frank. Which means it's time to look into this week in Hot Dog News in another edition of Let Me Be Frank. Hot dog, simmer in the city. Great on my grill, getting greasy and gritty. Toast bun, don't it look pretty? Sucking on a dog like you're sucking on a titty. Pork and beef, sausages and long bread, rolling on a roller grill, mustard and relish. One bite, a different world. Swap dog bites with a girl. Munch on and chomp all night. Despite the farts, it'll be alright. That taste, when the casing has snapped, later that day you'll for sure have to nap as it simmers in the city like you're sucking on a titty. You ain't nothing but a hot dog, frying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hot dog, frying all the time. You just ain't nothing but a burger, but you ain't no lunch of mine. Well, they said you were a sandwich. Well, that was just a lie. And they said you are a sandwich. Well, that was just a lie. You're just a bun around a wiener, so you sure don't qualify. Run away, Frank, never coming back. Wrong steak on a bunway track. Feel like I should be eating meat. Logs. Somehow I'm neither hot nor dog. Run away, Frank, never coming back. Run away, Frank, intestinal attack. Run away, Frank, burning in my soul. Run away, Frank, blew out my hole.
So, that was Mrs. Lundegaard on the grill in there, huh? And I guess that was your accomplice in the deep fryer? And those three hot dogs in Brainerd? And for what? For a little bit of mustard? There's more to life than a little bit of mustard, you know. Don't you know that? And here you are, and it's a beautiful Frank. Well, I just don't understand it. That was Frank Go.
All right, Carl, how are those creams treating you?
What? I'm about to tell you, dog. Chill. Baklava goes fucking insane. That shit is good. That's my favorite one out of, like, cheese, like, rhubarb. Cheesecake rhubarb is really good. Vanilla is very good. I didn't try a 10,000.
Oh, 10,000 grand is great.
10,000 grand.
They're all snacks for me. These are all delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Baklava is really good.
Special shout out to my cousin John and his wife Leah, their children, Hazel, who's going to Taylor Swift, and their son Sam, who lent me this hat.
Great hat.
I'm trying to find what he said. I was like, because we were afraid, because he's a child.
Yes.
And we're going to put the hat on me.
Right.
And it just seemed like it would be the end of the hat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like putting a condom over a gumball machine.
My cousin John said, Sam has a giant Irish squash.
Oh, there you go.
But he's 12.
Mitch, I've gone ahead and searched for hot dog news while we're having these sweet treats. And in my preferred search engine, Microsoft Bing, here's a story I got. Is this the best way to grill a hot dog? The internet thinks so. This is by Catherine Martinko on Yahoo Life. A little knife action makes a big difference. Mm. Here is a fun little kitchen trick that will completely change your summer grilling game. Try cutting plain old hot dogs into a spiral or spiralizing them to make them tastier, larger, crispier, cuter, and even more practical to eat. How about that? You ever do a spiral cut hot dog? Natalie will do that sometimes. A lot of fun.
Changes the texture too much for me.
Oh, it can be great, though. More surface area for grilling.
How do you feel about this, Carl?
I heard it helps hold more toppings.
That's true, too.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I like that.
Can really load those bad boys up. You got anything on Google, Mitch?
Wiener Kings launches a hot dog pontoon boat.
Wow.
This is a great one. This is from an hour ago. This is breaking news.
Wow.
Firefighters use hot dogs to rescue actual dog that fell into storm drain. Wow.
Wow.
That's how you got me out on stage tonight.
This one's from WQRF Rockford. Here's who serves up the best hot dogs in Rockford, according to Yelp. This is Rockford, Illinois. This is a not helpful to anyone here.
I was like, how far is that from here?
What chili is to winter, the hot dog is to summer. Hot dogs will be forever linked with baseball and American culture. With that in mind, we wondered who has the best hot dog in the Rockford area. Well, if you are going... Wait. Whoever wrote this article is really phoning in. To find out, we turned to Yelp. So this is just an aggregation of the Yelp listings in Rockford, Illinois.
Wow, Wikes, this is big.
Yeah.
And I wonder what everyone here thinks. This is the Midwesterners should have an opinion on this.
Yes.
4th of July food preferences. Are hot dogs or hamburgers more popular? Wow.
I think burgers.
You think burgers?
I think burgers are more popular.
I'm team dog.
I'd rather have a dog, but I think burgers are probably more popular in the aggregate.
You're burger boy.
Yeah, I've been saying in that context, I'd rather have a hot dog. I don't have to only eat burgers to be the burger, but I'm going to be fucking wimpy from Popeye. Even though I'm sharing a stage with Bluto. By the way, I'm not trying to be rude to the chef who brought us these ice creams. I'm just a little bit worried about contagion, which is why I'm not tasting these from these shared
receptacles. They're fantastic.
They look great.
They're really good.
I guess I can take an individual spoonful. Yeah. Let me get a spoonful of something.
All right, I got a fun one, but it's a mistake. Hot dogs and cool cats, and then it's just a picture of a cat and a dog. That's pretty good.
Oh,
though.
That's great.
They're pretty good.
We can't top that. Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I don't think we can top that either, Wags.
That's a good one to go out.
Well,
on.
Like always. It's a lot of build up to bullshit, Wags, but it's over.
Ooh, I like that a lot. Which one was that?
That's Baklava.
Nice floral notes, great texture, fantastic crunch. And then the cream itself. Ooh, that's just how I like it.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's end this segment.
That's great. That's really nice.
All right, let's eat the chips. Why not?
Look, while we do this.
These are Dutch crunch, onion, and jalapeno and cheddar. You guys like Dutch crunch, it seems. Ooh, they got a strong smell. All right, this is anything like Taco John's.
I don't like when Mitch chews into the microphone.
Minnesota, you make a damn fine chip.
Wow.
Those are two snacks.
I hope the same transaction happened at Taylor Swift tonight. Someone just threw some bags of Dutch Crunch on stage. It's like, all right, fuck it. Pop them open.
You guys have good food. What the fuck were you thinking? Why did you send us to this place?
I have to think a big part of it is just like it's so omnipresent and iconic, and you probably grew up having it, and whether you like it or not, it's just like you feel like the Doughboys should cover it to be comprehensive. I'm glad we covered it. I'm glad we went to Taco John's.
I am glad I got to say I've eaten at Taco John's.
Yes. All right, that was Let Me Be Frank / Land of a Thousand Licks edition. Just like a restaurant about your feedback, let's open up the feedback. So we're going to bring a few questioners up here. Emma?
Hello.
Welcome back, Emma, everyone.
Hi. All right, I got Sonia D, Aaron C, and Trevor A, if you want to come meet me right here.
Go ahead and make your way up. Someone was right in the front row, sitting next to the Alexes? Are you an Alex plus one?
No, unfortunately I'm not. I brought my husband, who used to work at In-N-Out.
Leave that guy for one of the Alexes.
Yeah. Used to work at In-N-Out, wow.
Wow, thank you for your service.
So I'm from San Diego, hence the California burrito.
Wow.
Lolita's, my high school was next to a Lolita's, so okay.
Wow.
So my question is, in Minnesota, we have the Minnesota State Fair, and every year the Princess K on the Milky Way gets her head carved in butter. She sits in this cold refrigerator that spins around, and we all watch her in her court, and this guy or gal carves her head out of butter. Which food would you like your head carved out of?
You know what? God bless this place. You guys are winning me over in the home stretch here.
Great question. Fantastic question.
Turkey and dressing.
I think a big rotating spit of shawarma would be pretty fun.
Nick, I was going to say shawarma.
But you should take that one because you're that guy. You're like the Mediterranean food guy.
I also made a joke to you last night about the Mayo Clinic, which you roasted me with.
That's right. Someone else sent in a Mayo Clinic roast. Parallel thinking, they call that.
Oh, interesting. Thanks. Fucking asshole. I do comedy. You already said gravy, huh? Gravy's good.
You can put gravy on it.
So freeze up some gravy and then carve it up.
What's nice is
I want my beard to be gravy.
What's interesting about you, Mitch, is that you'd carve me or Carl's heads out of your head.
You know what? A potato. A big potato.
Potato would be great. Nice, oh, my potato. God. A potato, Mitch. How appropriate.
And then you could deep fry my head?
For a proud Irish lad.
Bronze me up a little bit? That sounds nice.
Sour cream and nacho cheese.
That's a great question.
Thank you for the best question we've ever gotten at live feedback.
Yeah, that was great.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name? What's your question?
Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Hello. My husband introduced me to your podcast
on
our honeymoon road trip in 2017.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
We were supposed to spend our third anniversary was on June 17th, 2020. Your live show that got canceled.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Here we are, 6 years later.
On the road trip, he's like, you married me now. You got to stay with me now.
Yeah. It worked. We're still married 6 years later. Our anniversary was last weekend. Here we are.
Woo! Congratulations.
Anniversary.
Yes. How exciting.
So, okay, in the name of love, happy Pride Month, if you had to eat a food from one color group, like a whole month, what would it be? What would the color be?
Wow.
One color food.
That's a good
question. This is challenging. I mean, I feel like...
Brown.
There's so many foods that generally fall under brown.
Don't. He's pandering. He's wearing his Carl Tart hat.
I go brown. Give me brown.
Yeah, I think brown is the answer.
Yeah.
Burgers, it dogs, gives you the most, but buns,
and
Cajun
also
fries.
Things like beans, you know, yeah, just to mix it up. You're going to stew chili. You're going to get, at a certain point,
yeah, and also, like,
variety.
You got a tortilla. You're like, grill that thing up. All right, yeah. It's brown. I can eat it.
Yeah.
But it depends on how much leeway you're giving to the color spectrum.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's brown.
Dr. Pepper.
I think brown is the answer. But what's, like, the next one? Like, is it red? Do you have,
hold
can you
on
do some
second,
work with
you're
red?
Thinking, you're thinking apple. You're thinking apple, but then once you bite the apple, you go, ugh. You can only have the skin. You got to slurp the skin off.
You can only have the outside.
You can only have the skin of the apple.
So if a food is made of different colors, you can't have, like, meatballs and red sauce and say that's a red food.
I might be moving towards gray.
Gray's pretty good.
Or white, like, you can have potatoes, rice, white beans.
Yeah, yeah.
White meat, chicken without the skin.
Yeah, that's true. You just worry about, like dietary fiber with some of these.
I'm not
worried
about
white
that.
Foods, I don't feel like you're going to have enough fiber. You're going to be plugged up all month. That's a nightmare.
Anyway, happy Pride, I guess, as well.
Yeah. Yeah, our answers are brown, gray, and white.
We're talking about getting...
I mean, everything blue.
Blue is a challenge.
Thin blue food.
There isn't enough blue. That one's, like, impossible. I think you could make green work. It would get a little boring, but I think you could do it. What did you say? I'm not going to make a fucking hot salad. It's a bit on the show. It's not in real life.
He's taking steroids. I would chill out if I were you in the crowd. Happy Pride and happy Taylor Swift. What a crazy weekend for us to come.
Crazy weekend.
I mean... Possibly a bad weekend for us to be here, but...
We have one more question.
Thanks for everyone for coming out.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? What's your question?
My name is Trevor.
Hi, Trevor.
Hey,
Trevor.
How's it going? So my alpha wife is a manager. Anyone else?
Everyone else.
So she's a manager of an R&D scientist team at a certain local food company.
Wow.
Dear God.
I can't, it's got like a General Millsy vibe. I can't say what it is.
Okay.
But, so during the pandemic, I will legitimately give your thoughts on certain things that her team has made and developed.
Wow.
And I filtered out like an hour of cum talk before... It went to the corporate. But so now that you know, the things that you say do actually have a direct line to the people that make them and invent like the cool stuff different chains do, what new items do you want to see on menus? You got to...
On any menu, or are we talking specifically in the cereal sort of realm?
No. She works in specifically fast food.
Oh, like, in fast food.
Yeah.
Generally, okay.
So any chain, any menu
Can
item.
Can I ask what you do for a living?
I'm a dad and a stand-up comedian, so. Typical Doughboys.
I love it.
I eat food. I mean, I can't say what it is, but.
It looks like you brought that tall boy with you. Hell yeah, Bud Light, baby.
Bud Light.
Nick, relax.
We're in a golden age, I feel like, of subs. Like, I feel like the fast food sub has really been elevated. Mm-hmm. The issue is it's such a heavy meal. And I love it. I love, like, look, I'll get a Jersey Mike's sandwich. I'll get them multiple times a week if I don't stop myself. But... Can we figure out, because a wrap isn't it. The issue with the wrap is it's just as many, Mitch, you know this, it's just as many carbs and calories as using bread. You might as well have the fucking sandwich.
Sure.
Can we figure out some sort of solution that approximates a sandwich? I don't want like all the sandwich ingredients in a bowl. I mean like something that like, because lettuce wrap also isn't it. I don't know what it is, but I feel like we can figure it out. How do we wrap a sandwich to make it be not so bready?
Huh?
What about like the...
They're yelling an answer at you. I don't
what
know
are
what
are you yelling?
Lettuce wrap.
Oh, lettuce wrap.
No. No,
you got
fuck
your
off.
Dumb song. Go yell that at Taylor Swift.
Hold on. Let us answer the questions. I'll do it. Let us answer the questions. I'll do it. Shut the fuck up.
Man. They're well practiced from January 6th.
Lettuce wrap, it's the lettuce wrap. Arugula and cheese, that's quite the treat. That Taylor Swift, she sir seems sweet. I don't want to do it, one. Two, we got to end the fucking show.
I know, it's so late.
Three. What's that?
I just got a loud environment warning on my watch from people yelling lettuce wrap.
It's from in here. Oh,
I know.
That's from people yelling lettuce wrap at you? I'll tell you what I do with all the fucking food scientists. I send them to Taco John's and figure out what the fuck's going on.
I did pitch the donut salad, and
oh,
she thought it has legs.
Oh, hell yeah.
So
I'd love to see donut salad on a
Taco
menu somewhere.
John's.
Oh, I love that.
Were we too hard on Taco John's? Is that the issue?
No. No way.
Look, there were some plus sides. Like we said,
the staff was
great, and there were some good tunes in there, and we heard some Bonnie Raitt. It was nice. So, in fact, one of those songs before everyone tried to fucking make me do the lettuce wrap kind of inspired me a little bit, Wigs.
Wow.
And you know what? Maybe we have a little song for them.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? No, we shouldn't sing it after I did the fucking lettuce wrap. But yeah, you know what? That Bonnie Raitt playing inside Taco John's, why? It got my feet moving a little bit.
Wow.
It got my toes tapping. People in Mini, they love their tacos. They got this one spot. It's overrated, baby. First name is Taco. Last name is Toilet. Oh, wait, it's John's, but it tastes like shit. And they chew just a little too loud. They sweat just a little too much. They shit just a little too long. Next time I come here, I'm staying in St. Paul, baby. Let's give them something to talk about. A little hard shell with beef throughout. Let's give them something to talk about. How about
I feel so foolish. I'm disappointed. I like the service, but that beef was seasoned poorly. It took the room out. No garlic butter. And then I shit out my ass like thunder. Stomach growling all through the day. Sleeping on the toilet at night. And I hope I'm gonna be okay. Now that I know it, this was worse than COVID, darling. Let's give them something to talk about. A little hard shell with beef throughout. Let's give them something to talk about. How about John? John?
Thank you, Minneapolis.
Thank you, Minneapolis. Coral Tort. Minnesota Dairy Lab.
Thank you,
Amelia Marino. Thanks to everyone in the Fillmore. Until next time, for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Rick Weiger. Happy eating. Thank you.
Thank you.
Want to dress like the Doughboys? Of course you don't. But you will want to wear our all-new Doughboys merch. Check out our completely revamped merch line in partnership with Kinship Goods. We've got high-quality shirts, hats, aprons, totes, and much more to come. Wow! Only at doughboys.kinshipgoods.com. That's K-I-N-S-H-I-P goods.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.